WordPress is a really popular CMS that tons of folks leverage for their businesses every day. But did you know that you could also run WordPress on .NET Core? In this episode, we're going to continue our conversation with the folks that work on PeachPy to see just exactly how we can do that. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On.NET Show. And in this episode, we're going to take a look at the PeachPy project, and we're going to see how we can run WordPress on top of .NET, which I think is a really interesting use case. But before we do that, let's introduce our guests. And gentlemen, why don't you tell us really quickly about who you are?
Cool. My name is Ben. I'm a co-founder together with Jacob of IoLevel, which is the company that develops and administers PeachPy.
Awesome.
My name is Jacob, and I work on this project for quite a few years, started from the university, so it's kind of a hobby to us, and we are maintaining this project for like, I don't know, 3 years, so we are making this WordPress running on .NET for quite some time already.
Nice. Now, for folks that may or not know, like WordPress is a really popular blogging system, CMS. You know, like we use it to create websites and content, and you know, a lot of folks run their businesses on it. People run their storefronts on it. You know, tons of stuff, right? So it's a pretty big deal when it comes to actually putting a presence on the internet. But I don't know a lot of folks that are actually running that on .NET. So like, tell me a little bit about how did that use case come about?
Yeah, I don't think anybody besides us has ever done it. I mean, there are similar projects that have try to simulate something like WordPress on .NET, but nobody that we're aware of other than or people that have used PeachPy perhaps have done it, but no other project to our awareness has done it before. So yeah, as you said, WordPress is a super, super popular platform. It powers something like 30% of the internet. It's extremely rich. I mean, it has tens of thousands of plugins, and contrary to what some people might say, it's still by far the most popular and most widely used content management system on the internet. Super easy to set up. It has everything you need. And so the objective, or kind of the reason why we've done this before, is that .NET is obviously a very powerful and very popular platform as well, but it tends to lack the content management system ecosystem that PHP has. I mean, WordPress isn't the only CMS in PHP. It's super rich. So what we thought was, why not combine the best of both of those worlds? So you get WordPress, which is amazing in terms of all the plugins that you have. You can basically build a website from scratch in a very, very short time period, and then combine it with all the advantages that .NET has to offer, which is performance, security, a huge company backing it, constant development, constant bug fixes, constant performance and security improvements. So we figured PeachPy is a nice bridge between both of those worlds.
Nice. So for folks, again, for folks that don't know, so PeachPy like is that glue that's in the middle. So WordPress is running PHP. Like, as far as I know, the entire thing is written in PHP. And obviously .NET, we have C Sharp, we have F Sharp, we have Visual Basic, and our families of tools. So what exactly had to happen to get WordPress to run on .NET? Like, did you rewrite WordPress? Or tell me about what's the secret sauce there? Like, what's happening to make that happen?
Like, almost. We've made a tool that rewrites WordPress.
We
created a project called PeachPy that is a compiler built on top of the Roslyn platform. It's a set of runtime and base class libraries and everything that allows to compile a PHP project, a set of PHP files, into a regular .NET project, .NET DLL file. So I can create, or you can create, a NuGet package, for example, or a .NET regular .NET project out of the PHP files. So what we did is took all the WordPress source files, just like that, cut and paste them into a folder, and compile them into a DLL file. And thanks to the PeachPy project, we are able to make use of this compilation and integrate it into ASP.NET Core website running on the Kestrel web server without any PHP, without any unmanaged code. Everything is running purely on managed.NET, taking advantage of .NET garbage collection, .NET just-in-time compiler, everything like this, because everything, all the ecosystem making this possible is rewritten from scratch in C# as a managed solution.
Right.
So it actually compiles the whole WordPress into a DLL file.
So one of the things I'm curious about too is WordPress has a really rich ecosystem of plugins and extensions and, you know, tons of folks that are creating different experiences on top of WordPress. Mm-hmm. So outside of the core package or the core, you know, application that is WordPress itself, what does that mean for like the rest of the ecosystem? Like, can I bring in any WordPress extension and plugin and have it work within this new world, or do we have to do some additional work there as well?
Yes. We have this written on our documentation page because there is a lot of ways of approaching this. I can show you in the demo how to achieve using all the plugins into your WordPress setup on .NET. Mm-hmm. Basically you can just copy your existing plugins into a project, compile them, and have them as well compiled and as well a part as your WordPress installation. So first option is to compile them and create a project, .NET project from them. Second option is we actually automatically compiled most of the plugins and themes into NuGet packages and already providing them on the NuGet feed. So you can actually just add dependencies to those NuGets representing all those single plugins and themes into your application, and just like that you just have them. Mm-hmm. And also you can actually create plugins for WordPress in C# or in Razor partial views or stuff like this. So if you really want, you can implement your WordPress plugin in C# and use it in your WordPress on .NET installation.
Nice. Why don't we switch over and take a look at a demo, because I really want to see WordPress running on .NET. Like, I'm really excited to see this.
All right. So let's start with an empty ASP.NET Core project, which I have right in here. You can as well use your existing ASP.NET Core application where you already have your Razor views, your existing stuff. So I create a new one, empty one without HTTPS, just for the sake of simplicity. And that's it. In here we have the default ASP.NET Core. And the WordPress is actually already compiled and already provided on the NuGet org feed. So we add a dependency, the NuGet dependency, to the package called pitchpyte.wordpress.asp.net core. It's a pre-release package, so this one. And let's just install this package. So I have my ASP.NET Core application running on .NET Core 3.0 or 3.1, I guess. But it also works with the latest 5.0 and the latest preview versions as well. Let's wait for packages to restore.
But essentially, you're telling me to add WordPress to a empty ASP.NET Core application, it's just like adding a NuGet package, right?
Yes.
So that's a very familiar workflow for a lot of developers, right? Like, that's, you know, that's something we do all the time.
That's right, yeah. Because the WordPress, as it is just compiled in the NuGet package. So the NuGet package contains the DLL file with all the PHP code compiled into a DLL file. So there are no source files. There is just a DLL file. And then there is there are the CSS files, JavaScript, and images as a content contained in the NuGet file. So right now I have added, I have the package, PitchPyte WordPress. And what I need to do, let's make it the first step in our request pipeline. I just write use WordPress. That's it. Now I have the WordPress in my ASP.NET Core. This method is implemented in the package that I referenced. It's a helper method that adds the request handling and makes use of the compiled WordPress scripts. And when a request comes from your request pipeline, it forwards it to the compiled scripts and do the magic. I can also use the familiar services at WordPress, where I can configure certain things. It's very helpful because I need to set up, for example, my database password, which will be, for example, like password. Now I'm ready to run my application. But one thing that WordPress needs is a database. This is a usual issue with the WordPress, that you have to set up your database. And you have to create a single empty database in it. So for this purpose, I really like what I can do with a Docker, where you can run your MySQL database as a virtual container.
Yeah.
So for this demo, I'm using this command docker run, where MySQL root password will be my password. Mm-hmm. MySQL database, which is the initial empty database that will be created, is WordPress. Mm-hmm. And it will be running on exposed port 3306 as usual.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's just start this Docker container. And now I have my database, which is very important. And with this, I can run actually the WordPress. The default options of the WordPress are localhost and all the default settings. I just make sure the password is right. Yeah. And let's run the application, which consists of like two source files in here. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it's debugging and working. Let's bring the browser in here.
One of the things that I'm thinking about as you're showing me this, like, so we work with a lot of different folks, from students and startups and all kinds of folks, but I can imagine there's probably a huge audience for people that are like, give me an easy way to get started with WordPress and give me an easy way to extend it. But I might not necessarily know PHP, but I might know another language. Like I might know a .NET language like C# or F#. And so you're saying now pretty much we could start to leverage some of our existing skills as .NET developers and use WordPress and, you know, a host of other tools with inside of the PHP ecosystem to kind of, you know, like make these really interesting experiences.
Yeah, that's right, because what's great about the solution is I don't need to install PHP. I don't need to install any web server. I don't need to install like anything. I just have my Visual Studio or the .NET SDK, and I add a reference to a NuGet package, and that's it.
Right.
So I'm not sure why it's taking so long. Let's start.
You might be mad at your database.
This might be faster. Yeah, because, okay, I see. On the first run, the WordPress is touching all the tables that do not exist, so it takes a little bit while. So now I can see the usual WordPress installation screen. Let's pick English, continue. Now you can see in here it's doing a bunch of stuff like trying to use the tables. So my WordPress username, my email, regular WordPress installation screen. But now on this computer, I don't have any PHP, so it's all running on .NET as a .NET application. So it was just like this. I didn't have to do anything else. And now that's it. I just... And I'm here.
Nice. And so, for folks that are familiar with WordPress, like this is the admin page. This is what it, you know, the typical flow looks like. right? So you can go and you can create pages and you can, you know, get set up users and configure a lot of different settings, upload media and all that types of stuff.
Yeah, there's only one key difference, and that is that we don't have a single file of PHP running anywhere on the computer, on the server, no PHP.
Because if we navigate to our project, let's open a folder and it might be a little bit smaller, but you can see the idea. There is my compiled application. There are a bunch of DLL files. One of the files are PeachPyte WordPress in here. It's like 16 megabytes DLL file containing all the script files. And there are no sources. There are no source codes. There is just this WordPress folder with images and CSS files, which also can be embedded as a resources. But there are no source files. So nobody can hack your server by modifying your source files on the server, because everything is compiled as a DLL file and signed with a strong signature. So it cannot be modified in this way.
Yeah.
And this is it. You can see WordPress.net added a small toolbox in here, for example, where you can see, oh, your framework is .NET Core 3.15, and you are using 300 megabytes of memory and your CPU usage. So we are adding little those small bits in here, so you can see some advantages of .NET.
I'm guessing one of the things that you do too as well is you probably keep up with the current releases of WordPress. So as new versions of WordPress come out, I'm guessing that's just me updating the NuGet package.
Yes. The NuGet package has some kind of version, so we have all the process automated. So when the new WordPress coming out, it just fires the action on the DevOps, on the Azure DevOps, and creates a new package, run the tests, and publish the package. So we have immediately the new versions of WordPress available. So
that's
it's a
amazing.
Matter of,
so you don't have to code anything. Like it just new version of WordPress, boom, and then you just have a package.
Yes,
that's amazing.
And developers, because this targets like companies that don't like their websites being modified without their without knowing it. So they just change the version of the dependency of the WordPress. So if they want a new WordPress, they just change the version of the dependency of this package, and they have new WordPress.
Right.
So it's,
and now they can be very intentional, right? Because you know we all know that software likes to auto update itself sometimes.
Yes.
And auto updating causes a lot of problems for a lot of people, right? So like, when I can have more control over when that process happens and how and when I want to do it, you know, that's like tremendous benefits for a business.
That's right. In this area of developers, of companies, it's like you said, I agree that a lot of regular users want their WordPress just to be up to date and they don't care.
Yep.
Sometimes it just breaks some things, but in this scenario, it doesn't matter. But we went with this approach where you have to change your version and the updates are not automatic. Of course, you can just script it and do it, but in this scenario, it's not like this.
Got it. So let's talk a little bit about plugins now, right? So
okay.
Like, we spoke about it a little bit in the beginning. So WordPress has this whole ecosystem of not just plugins, but also themes and visuals and all that types of stuff. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to start customizing my WordPress installation, talk to me about the options I have. What can I do? You know, like, how can I start, like, making this more of a customized experience for me?
There's a lot of ways of modifying the WordPress. First thing, the core WordPress is compiled and you cannot modify it, which is, like, a safety mechanism of not breaking anything.
Yeah.
But for this purpose, there are plugins and themes. A lot of users, a lot of companies, they have their own plugins, their own themes. A lot of them also uses the themes and plugins that are already there on the WordPress.org like catalog of plugins. Mm-hmm. So the important difference is The plugin sentiment has to be pre-compiled as a DLLS file as well. You just cannot pick the source files and throw them in and just make them running like in regular WordPress. They have to be compiled. So what we did with is the project actually modifies this dashboard. So what you see here are the list of existing plugins as you know them, but they are actually not the plugins from the WordPress.org. They are plugins that have been compiled already. And what you see here is a view on the NuGet feed with all the plugins compiled to NuGet, packages. So in here I have actually NuGet packages that I can install, and this installation like downloads the NuGet package to my local computer, extracts it, and in runtime it loads the assembly into the memory and I can activate it. So the experience is pretty much the same, with the difference that on the background you are actually downloading signed NuGet packages from the SSL storage and everything is secure, but experience is pretty much the same, with the difference there are no sources on the server, just the NuGet file and the DLL file. That's the one way of doing it. Of course, since this is a NuGet feed with the plugins, I can manage the NuGet packages right from the Visual Studio. So I have added the NuGet feed in here. It's https://feed.peachpie.io/wp.net/something. We have it on the website, we can show it later. So since I have this feed in here, I can clear the thing. I can see the plugins right in the NuGet management in Visual Studio. So Visual Studio thinks those are NuGet packages, but they are actually NuGet packages containing plugins for WordPress.
Yeah.
And from here I can install them as well, or I can install them on the command line. So I can write typical .NET add and name of the plugin on the command line, like I don't remember the exact syntax, but you get the idea, right?
There's also, a lot of companies, of course, have their own specific plugins. Mm-hmm. So if you have your own plugin that you've written or your own theme, you can, of course, also chuck that into the respective folder and then compile everything all at once.
Yes, we have a sample project for that. So let's switch to a project on a GitHub called PeachPie-WordPress, which demonstrates this idea.
So all pretty right. much if it's not in your NuGet feed or your repository, but I do have this plugin, I could download it, or if it's my own,
yes,
I could put it in some location on disk.
Mm-hmm. And then you can take your custom plugins, yes.
That's awesome.
So in this project, I have the very same project as I've shown before. It's an empty ASP.NET Core application where I'm adding the WordPress. But also I have the additional project in here called My Content. And anything I put in here in the same directory structure as I'm used to from WordPress, it gets compiled to the DLL and gets referenced by my application. In here I have the reference to my content, and it gets a part of my WordPress. So in here I have a sample plugin called Hello Dolly, which is in PHP. Let's put a breakpoint in here. And once I run this, the WordPress will see this plugin. I just modify this thing because I've installed the WordPress on this URL and it requires me to keep the same URL. So using the services at WordPress, I can modify the WordPress options right from the C#, or I can use the upsettings.json file as well. And in here you can modify the regular options of the WordPress as people are used to, because there are a lot of like global constants that you can modify and set them to various things. But usually in WordPress, you have to like change the source code, so you will change the configuration. It's one of the features of PHP that people are used to. They just modify the source code so they can configure their project. So we just pick those configurations and move them into the like descriptive way of options. So you can change your options right in here or in the appsettings.json file.
Okay.
So I'm telling my WordPress running in here, referencing the Hello DALL-E. And let's run the app. So if you have any custom plugins or themes or anything, you just put it into this folder and it will be there.
And it, essentially, you're pretty much just putting it at that folder with PHP in it, right? So it's a PHP folder, but it's not a PeachPie project. It doesn't have that MS build project in it.
Oh, this is actually the PeachPie project.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Because I can put a PHP file in, it gets compiled. So this is actually, yeah, you are right. This is a PeachPie project, but even much simpler because we've made a very simple, small SDK for MS Build that contains all the properties and everything that's needed for the plugin to be properly compiled. So this is a very simple project file. Just those five lines that will fire the PHP compiler and do all the stuff in here. This actually references the PeachPie SDK and upon build, it compiles all the PHP files in the project into a DLL.
Got it.
Make it working. Oh, what's happening? I'm actually not sure. I'm running.
Loading. Yeah, but that's really interesting. I think that's a good option for folks that have these different plugins, right? So I could just dump. So I could say these are all the plugins I want, or I could have different projects with different plugins, put them in these projects, and then I could reference them as I need them within in this application.
So also, if you have an existing WordPress site and you want to run it on .NET, you just need your content folder with the plugins and themes and your like content files, like uploaded images and everything, and your existing database. And you just use all those existing things and connect to them. And in here, I will use my my correct database host, database name, database password, pointing to my existing MySQL with WordPress. Copy the content files, and I will have the WordPress on .NET. Now in here, I can see the Hello DALL-E plugin from my content files. I can activate it. It will hit the breakpoint in here.
Oh, nice. Sounds good.
So now I'm running actually through the C# in here.
And then I'm guessing, for example, my content, I could just put my contents in a content folder, or does it have to go in a different folder structure?
You just keep the same folder structure as it is in WordPress.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we just drag and drop it in here, and it's fine. This is actually interesting because now we are in a function called callUserFunkArray, which is a function from PHP-based class library. And you can see it's written in C#. So I'm seamlessly debugging my application, then I'm debugging the PeachPie-based class library, which is like a class library of the entire language, and seamlessly debugging my plugins and everything altogether. So this is also the way of separating your plugins from the core of the WordPress and from your application, which is a very frequent question of WordPress developers, how to separate my plugin from the actual core of the WordPress, because it requires to have everything into the same folder structure, but we can have it separated into a separate project.
Awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
And I know another thing that you had mentioned that is possible is that you could even, not only you could bring it over your content and your existing plugins, but you could also create new plugins in C Sharp, right? Is that also true?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's a bit crazy, but you can do it.
Do you have a project template for that, I'm guessing?
Yes. We have this sample project. This is called PeachPie-WordPress. It also contains this kind of integration.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do in here? Oh yeah, in here. Let's stop it. In those options, I can actually add into a collection called plugin container. I can add my plugins written in .NET.
Yeah.
So for this demo, we have this dashboard plugin, which is an implementation of the interface IWP plugin. Mm-hmm. And what you do here is actually calling the WordPress API, because all the functions from the PHP contained in the WordPress core are also available to the C#. So, for example, if I write here something like WP, this is a class implemented PHP contained in this NuGet package, PeachPie WordPress, and I can use it freely in my C# because it gets compiled from the PHP to the, so this is the core functionality of WordPress now available right in the C#. And in the same way, I can use all the documented APIs that's defined in the WordPress core. I can use it to do the same lifecycle things as I'm used to in PHP. For example, in here, we are adding the dashboard widget, which has some arguments, as you can see in here. You can notice I'm calling the PHP method, but I'm getting the C# IntelliSense. So this is a kind of integration that we have. And we will render a partial razor view right into the output stream. So if I put a breakpoint in here and run the application, you will see that WordPress runs. Okay, we are in the dashboard. And okay, we hit the breakpoint. So we are somewhere, we got called by the WordPress itself. And it wants us to render the dashboard widget right now.
Right.
So we are rendering the dashboard widget from here. And this is actually the razor partial view defined in here. I already have the breakpoint. So if I step through, I'm now in the razor partial view. So from here, I just jump into the razor view. I'm rendering the razor view from the C#, and then getting back to my PHP, which results in this nice widget rendered in here.
Wow. That's
so crazy. This was rendered in Razor. I can also do whatever I want in C#. I can write, I can use another components and extensions within C#. If you want to enhance the security of WordPress, you can use the NuGet packages that allows you to set up some security things, some authentication, authorization and stuff. So you can integrate your WordPress login screen with some more secure mechanisms that you already have in your C# application, and so on. So in this way, you can make those words like working together.
Nice. What I really like about this experience is when I think about deploying a WordPress application, I think, hey, I have these .php files that are on the server that are essentially like clear text, right? And mm-hmm. now they're it's text. I could read it, right? But with these now, I could build them into .NET DLLs, right? So I'm guessing like they're optimized and like, again, they're not human readable DLLs. And so I feel a little bit safer about like copying them across like different servers and deploying my application in different places now.
Right, you can also use some obfuscation, so you can obfuscate your DLLs.
Yeah.
you can sign them with a strong signature, so it should be harder to modify them.
Right.
We know it's possible, but it should be harder. Or you can also use Visual Studio or MS Build to publish your application, your WordPress, using the Visual Studio or web deployment mechanism. So I can publish my WordPress using those .NET regular stuff.
To Azure or App Service or Docker registries and anything like that.
Yes, everything like this. So it's already there and it's working because everything is .NET, right?
And I remember in the beginning, like you both mentioned that you do work for a company. So I'm guessing you have a lot of customers that are doing this, that are using WordPress and .NET together. And I'm sure you guys are managing a lot of deployments and those types of things. If it's possible, could you guys talk a little bit about what's the customer feedback been like for this type of functionality?
Yeah, so most of the customers that might use this are in a scenario where they've had a legacy application like WordPress. They've had it for a long time, for example, have their eShop running on it by using some popular plugin to manage their e-commerce site, or they just have like their entire infrastructure built on this. So their experience is basically like, okay, we would love to use something more modern like .NET Core, but we don't really want to rewrite our entire ecosystem and our whole infrastructure from scratch. So rather than doing that, they're just taking what already exists and integrating it seamlessly with .NET. And then what they often do is they start rewriting small pieces of their original source code in C#, for example. And so they can sort of piece by piece start migrating to a new platform. They never have to really rewrite everything from scratch. The whole logic, it stays intact. So their experience is basically like, okay, so we just take what exists, we migrate it. Of course, there's always a little bit of work involved in getting this to run. It very rarely just runs out of the box when you have a large application, tons of plugins and themes and whatnot. Yeah. But we make it work for them. So the custom development is there to fix any of these issues, help them with the development, and then, of course, help with the maintenance, help with all the updates. And if they need to install new plugins or need some custom development afterwards, we can help them with that as well.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah, this looks like a fantastic project. And just like PeachPie itself, I'm guessing, you know, again, you have the GitHub repo, you have the website, which is peachpie.io, where folks can go on and come to experiment with things and read the documentation and learn how to get started with some of these use cases.
Yeah, exactly. Peachpie.io, that's the website. We obviously have a GitHub repo as well, where a project in the .NET Foundation. So everything is open source and always will be. It's got a very liberal license, so feel free to use it. Everything is open source, as the entire PHP ecosystem, of course, is open source as well. Mm-hmm. And we definitely appreciate any feedback and any issues being submitted with questions or problems. We love any of that, any contribution. Send us a pull request if you think you can do something better or if you can implement something. So we appreciate any involvement from the community.
Great. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you all again for coming on. This is, you know, I haven't built a lot of PHP applications, but just I know in the ecosystem, there's tons of folks that are asking for it, particularly now that we're in a state that a lot of folks are at home. And so people are wanting to create websites and online stores and, you know, membership websites and all of these types of things. And I think the WordPress ecosystem has a lot of great plugins that could help with that and make that on-ramp for them a lot faster. And if we could run that in .NET and we get the performance of .NET Core, we get the tooling of Visual Studio and all that type of stuff. As developers now, we have like an additional superpower now to kind of help push these businesses forward with these kind of capabilities.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, thank you all again for coming on. Again, appreciate it. And thank every one of you for watching. This has been another episode of the On.NET Show, where we saw who you can run WordPress on top of .NET using an open source project called PeachPie.